From the 88.5 GPB Atlanta newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Atlanta's Jewish community is once again grieving after a shooting at a house of worship in California over the weekend. Mourners gathered in Dunwoody at the Besser Holocaust Memorial Garden to pray for the victims of the synagogue attack in California that killed one woman and injured three others on Saturday. Dunwoody Mayor Dennis Shortle spoke about heightened security at houses of worship in the metro area after this tragedy. Here he is speaking to WSB.
First of all, is the safety of all of our citizens. Because I don't know what church, what synagogue that one of these folks might show up at.
Saturday's attack comes 6 months after 11 people were killed by a gunman at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, last October. Former Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams is expected to announce whether or not she'll run for U.S. Senate in 2020. Sources familiar with her plans tell ABC News that the Democrat will announce her decision today or tomorrow. Abrams has been in the national spotlight since running against Governor Brian Kemp last year, losing the race by a narrow margin. Since then, she's been considering whether to challenge incumbent GOP U.S. Senator David Perdue next year or wait for a rematch against Kemp in 2022. She's also talked about a possible run for the White House. Georgia's top officials are urging the Justice Department to clarify its stance on the legality of online state lotteries. Last year, the agency began revisiting a prior ruling that state-run lotteries were exempt from the Federal Wire Act, which prohibits gambling across state lines. If that ruling changes, online lottery ticket sales could be banned and multi-state games like Powerball would be prohibited. According to the AJC, Governor Kemp and Attorney General Chris Carr sent a letter asking the Justice Department to clarify that opinion in order to preserve lottery-funded education programs. Last year, the lottery transferred a record-setting $1.1 billion for pre-K and Hope scholarship programs.